Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, February 20th. Joining me in studio this morning, senior editor of Children and Family Materials at Concordia Publishing House, Peggy Keady. Peggy, it's nice to have you in studio today.
Thank you, Andy. I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate you making the trek out in the cold weather this morning to bring over some Arch books and talk about Arch books and the anniversary of Arch books.
Yeah, well, you are welcome. I'm happy to be here to talk in the studio about Arch books and our 50-year birthday party that we're celebrating.
That is exciting. So 50 years ago, Arch Books began.
Arch Books began in 1964, but prior to that, we had a series called Lantern Books. Lantern Books were published for 5 years, but we discovered that there was another children's book series called Lantern Books, so we had to change the name. And coincidentally, here in St. Louis, the arch was being constructed, and we can see the arch from our windows at CPH, so we said, hey, let's name the series Arch Books.
And they are, well, they're pretty neat. We have a whole set. We have the full set at home for our son. But give for our listeners not familiar with Arch Books, what is an Arch Book?
An Arch Book is a 16-page children's Bible storybook. It tells a single Bible story in rhyme, 14 to 17 verses. The story is illustrated with full-color illustrations that are specific to the scene, specific to that Bible story. And then at the end of every Arch book is a note to parents that gives some background information, some context for parents so they can teach that Bible story a little bit further and teach their children about the application of that Bible story, why it's significant to them.
I appreciate the illustrations in the book as well as the rhyme. It makes it it just makes it easier to read when you're sitting down with a little one. We have a 17-month-old.
Okay.
And 16 pages is ideal. He almost makes it through all 16 pages now.
That's really good. Yeah. Yeah, rhyme makes a nice rhythmic, sing-songy presentation that's great for young children. And those illustrations inform the text. So as the child is hearing the story being read or reading it himself or herself, then they're looking at those illustrations and it's taking that learning a deeper level. They can see the action or they can see the details and they learn that Bible story. And we know from people that they've for generations now, people have been telling us that they learned the Bible from Arch Books and that learning lasts.
Well, I have to share a story. I've probably shared this before, the story of how we ended up with our Arch Books. This was the set that I bought for my nephew when he was a little boy, and he's 16 now. And my sister shared with us that when my wife and I had a son, that we probably wouldn't see that set of Arch Books. They thought about passing it on to us, but she decided that she wanted to keep them because when she would go to Bible study and didn't understand something, she'd go home and grab the Arch Book.
We hear that a lot. Yeah, that letter, the story too, teaches a lot more about a Bible story than it teaches a lot to adults. But then that letter at the back, as I said, it gives context, it gives some deeper meaning, gives some life application, present some facts about the Bible story that are just terrific for adults and for kids.
It is. It's a helpful note to the parents in the back when your son doesn't tear that page out, of course.
Oh, well, yeah.
Which is why they're not intended necessarily to be left alone with 17 months old.
They're replaceable.
This is true. Affordable.
Affordable, yes.
That's something I think that is important to highlight today as well. Arch Books have always been really affordable when it comes to children's books.
Yeah, and we do that on purpose. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that those Arch Books, that those Bible stories are accessible to everyone. So they're priced currently at $2.49. There's almost always some kind of seasonal sale. But if you think about buying a greeting card for somebody, you spend $3 or sometimes more on a greeting card. Arch Books are less than a typical birthday card. So
they would make a better birthday card.
They do. They would make a better birthday card. We have an Arch Book, My Happy Birthday Arch Book.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I don't know if we have that one yet.
Oh, well, you need that, Andy.
We'll have to get that one in September. So certainly Arch Books are affordable, but as you mentioned, seasonal sales, and I've seen some of those sales. I've seen them, I think, maybe during the warehouse sale.
Oh, probably.
Like, unbelievable. Like, you could get probably 5 of them or 10 of them for that price, for the price of one. I mean, it's just unreal, the the drop down in price during that.
Yeah, well, the thing to remember about the warehouse sale, those are overstock or damaged books. So you might be able to get 5 or 10 or 50 of one title of an Arch book. So if you're giving a Arch book to your Sunday school class, for example, a lot of teachers come in and do that. They'll buy a quantity of Arch books to distribute as a gift at Christmas or Easter. So that's, they're priced just for gift giving.
Arch books, in English, certainly.
Yes.
Are there Arch books in other languages or similar books in other languages?
We offer Arch books, a number of Arch books in Spanish, and we sell those in the United States, English and Spanish. We have a couple of bilingual Arch books as well, but worldwide, Arch books are available in 14 different languages.
Wow.
So French and... well, of course, I wouldn't be able to think of any other languages.
That's okay.
14 different languages, but those books are available in other countries. We do not have distribution rights in the United States for those.
If I remember correctly, when I was serving in a community, serving a congregation in a community that both English speaking and Spanish speaking communities, neighborhoods, and right around Easter, I think we were involved in an outreach event, and we were able to, it was one of the Easter books or maybe Good Friday. I can't remember one of them that was either bilingual or in Spanish. And we were, as a congregation, we were able to buy like just a huge case of them for a really reasonable price and distribute them with like Easter baskets or family baskets that we gave out in the community at that time. I mean, as you mentioned, for the price of a greeting card, less than a greeting card, you can buy these. So they were a nice piece to use for just sharing the gospel, the Easter message, that Holy Week message with our brothers and sisters, with our neighbors who were Spanish speaking. It was really neat.
Well, yeah. So for a mission opportunity or an outreach opportunity like that, CPH is very good about offering those Arch books a quantity at a reduced price, because our purpose for Arch books is to get the gospel out there, and we want to provide missionaries and teachers and anyone who wants to share the gospel. We want to provide them with tools for doing just that.
And they do that. And as you pointed out earlier, with the rhyme and the sing song to it. It's not just a book you sit down and read. It kind of sticks with you because of the rhyme. So you carry it with you, just much like a song.
Yes.
You know, music, you would carry that with you. And that's what we want our son to do as well, is to carry this gospel message with him, to carry God's word with him at all times. And so this rhyme is valuable in that. It helps him. Well, it helps me, at least. He'll get there.
Yeah, 17 months. He's on his way.
Yeah. He's still working on forming words. So, but that rhyme, that sing-song element to it helps you carry it with you. So whether it's for a family sitting down at home on a regular basis, or whether it's for an outreach or a mission type event, great stuff.
Yeah, and I want to point out that although these Bible stories are retold, they are accurate to Scripture. So we make sure that we work with authors who are adept at telling Bible stories in that format. Rhyme is telling a Bible story in poetry, retelling a Bible story in poetry is not always an easy thing to do. So we have some very skilled authors, and we check and double check to make sure those Bible stories, the Arch books are true to Scripture.
You're not recreating it. You're retelling.
Yes. And we're not introducing other details either. We're just retelling what God has given us in Scripture.
You're not introducing any fictitious characters or anything like that. You're sticking to the lesson, which you don't necessarily find in other children's books outside, you know, in other places. When you're looking at other religious children's books or Christian books for children, sometimes there are other characters that are introduced. This is strictly, these are the Bible stories, the Bible lessons, I should say.
And we do try to tell those lessons from various angles, but they are always true to Scripture. And that's one of the reasons CPH doesn't tell Bible stories using animals to tell Bible stories, because God didn't do that. So we do avoid that.
Well, that's great. And I really appreciate that as we sit down with our son. And I know many parents, grandparents would appreciate that as well. when we come back, I want to talk about what you're doing to celebrate this 50th birthday and some of these really neat things that you've brought along today, the new collections.
Okay.
Great. I want to talk about that. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Peggy Keady, Senior Editor of Children and Family Materials at Concordia Publishing House. Hope you can stick around for that conversation right here on Worldwide KFUO.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. Spring, I do think, is right around the corner, but I can't be absolutely sure about that. What I can be completely convinced of is the warmth and the sureness of the Savior's love no matter what time of year. Indeed, the Lord's Word seasons your life with His love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. I invite you to join me for some musical seasoning on Jubilation this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, February 20th. We're talking with Peggy Keady, Senior Editor of Children and Family Materials at Concordia Publishing House. And so we are celebrating 50 years of ARCH books. Happy birthday, or is it happy anniversary? Is it happy anniversary?
Well, we're using both interchangeably. 50 is a milestone.
It is.
So yeah, we really are celebrating for that. That it's a huge milestone in publishing, especially in children's publishing.
What are some things that that you're doing to celebrate those 50 years?
Well, we are coming out with a couple of new collections, mm-hmm. and this year we have collections of some. We're grouping Bible stories together. Mm-hmm. For example, we have a collection called Best Loved Miracles of Jesus, and that's a collection of ARCH books that talk about or that teach miracles that Jesus did. We also have one called Best Loved Easter Stories, and these Best Loved books have six complete ARCH books in them. Best Loved Easter Stories naturally tells the Easter story, mm-hmm. but we start with Palm Sunday and talk about Holy Week and include the Good Friday ARCH book and then Easter.
Looking through this, I'm pretty sure it's the Good Friday book that we used for that outreach event.
Yes, looking probably so.
Because I think that was available as bilingual or in Spanish.
Yeah, so we have these great collections. In addition to the individual titles, we come out with new ARCH books all the time, and we have three new ones for this spring. One is called Jesus and the Rich Young Man that tells the story about Jesus' encounter with the man who wanted to know how he could mm-hmm. get to heaven because he'd kept all the commandments perfectly, as we all do. and this is the story where Jesus talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than mm-hmm. it is for a rich man to go to heaven. And that, of course, is not a comment on wealth. It's about priorities and how Christ is the only way mm-hmm. we can get to heaven. Another book that is brand new is called Samson, Strong and Faithful. And that's mm-hmm. the story of course, Samson in his faith journeys. He gets his hair cut.
Gets a haircut.
And then goes into slavery and then returns to God.
Children are never going to want to get a haircut after that book.
And then, of course, we always come out with a new Easter Arch book every year, and this one is called The Easter Surprise. And that book talks about all the various surprises that took place during Holy Week and Good Friday and Easter, the surprise of the sky turning black during the middle of the day and the surprise of the angel appearing at the tomb and the empty tomb. And then, of course, Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday.
These would be, when you're thinking about putting together Easter baskets this year, and you're thinking about the chocolate bunnies, and chocolate's fine.
Yes, it is very fine.
But it only lasts, you know, a short while in our house, not very long at all. Yeah. But these books would be great for an Easter basket and last a lot longer than chocolate.
Well, they sure would. And that's one of the things that I want to emphasize to people is when you give a gift that lasts, it becomes a legacy then. Mm-hmm. And Arch books are a legacy kind of product. Children read them over and over again. We know people that have their first Arch books. People now who have a collection of all Arch books published, more than 400 Arch books published over the last 50 years. So these books, these Easter books, these other Bible stories, and then especially the best-loved Easter stories would make wonderful Easter basket additions to chocolate.
you can do the chocolate,
you
too.
You can always... Chocolate's always a good gift.
Just don't get the chocolate on the books.
Oh, yeah.
That would be... Don't eat the chocolate while you're reading the books. These are great because you want them to be legacy pieces. You want them to be pieces that you can pass on, you know, for the share among siblings. So of course, they're so affordable. You can buy enough for everybody in the whole family, but they are certainly pieces like we've done in our family that you can share among the family and pass around from kids to kids and until our child gets a hold of them and starts tearing them apart.
Poor page 16. Well, Andy, you mentioned getting a collection of Arch books, all of the Arch books, and we do offer that if someone wants to start their library off with every title that we have available. We have 125 available right now. But we also have an Arch book family subscription program.
Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can subscribe and then you get a regular shipment of Arch books. And within 2 years, you have a collection of very nice library of Bible stories.
And it comes with a little bookshelf.
A
little wooden bookshelf.
That's wooden, solid wood, and you put that bookshelf together. And what I did at my house is I kind of glued it together so it didn't fall apart, and then I painted it.
And that will happen when our son is about 2 or 3, maybe.
Yeah.
We had to put it away because he's not quite ready for it. Someday, he'll get to have this beautiful bookcase to display all of his Arch books and enjoy them out on a shelf in his room. Right now, they're in the living room. And that's a good place to put them, actually. Yeah. So that instead of watching TV, you sit down and read a couple Arch books.
Well, sure. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes to read an Arch book. And that's a good time for a young child to sit on your lap or sit next to you and read a Bible story, learn about the kingdom of God and the message of Christ and the impact that he has on our lives.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned some new books. You shared with us 3 new books that are coming out in the Arch Book series this year. Are they already out?
They
coming?
They're already out. Available.
Okay,
yes.
So the newest ones are out. We talked about the Best Love collections in 6 stories in one book. Those are pretty neat. And I like the covers on these. These are kind of padded. They're a little bit softer.
They are padded. They're very giftable. They cost $9.99, which is a nice price point for a gift.
Sure. Sure. Now, there's something, there's one more, if I understand correctly, another collection coming out sometime this year, the first ones.
Yeah. One of the ways we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of Arch Books is that in June, we are releasing the original 12 Arch Books in a single volume, and we're calling that Arch Books Treasury. Those first 12 Arch Books from 64 and 65 are reproduced in their original form, original text, original illustration, and they're bound together in a collection. And what we've heard from people over the years is that they love those Arch Books that they grew up with, and now they're going to be available again.
How neat. So they'll be available in a collection.
Yes.
The Treasury, Arch Books Treasury.
Arch Books Treasury.
That's neat.
All
that'll
12
be fun.
in one volume.
That'll be really cool. And when did you say that is hopefully will be out?
Those will be available in June.
In June. Well, very good. And so the anniversary celebration going on throughout the year, great time to if you haven't been introduced to Arch Books, now is the time to start this collection, whether it's the subscription service or just go out and buy a few. And you can do that at cph.org.
Yes,
you can go online.
www.cph.org. We have a special site just for Arch Books.
Oh, cool.
You can see all of the Arch Books that we have available, the new ones, and all 125 that are currently in print. And also there are some background information. There are some other pages that talk about the history of Arch Books and how they're made. We talk about the purpose of Arch Books. It's a website that is just loaded with information.
That you're right. I'm looking through it right now. Now that Arch Books set, the set is 125 so far that are in the set.
The 125. We always have 125 that are in print.
Very good. So 125 opportunities to sit down with a child, whether it's your child or a grandchild, and read a short story, like you said, 3 to 4 minutes,
yes,
really, to read through and share with them from God's Word.
And it's a great way to practice reading, too. As the child gets older and is practicing his or her reading skills, Arch Books are have that dual purpose for that reading skill that all kids are practicing around second, third, fourth grade.
Sure.
And then also learning that Bible story.
And those are things that we want to learn throughout life. So starting with, you know, with our preschooler, but our toddler, we're reading them to him. He's not always necessarily sitting in our lap, but we're reading them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the background, he's listening to them and starting to hear them. But I can see more so, as you said, when he gets into that preschool through second grade, where especially in you know, kindergarten, first, second grade, where he'll hopefully sit down and read along with us and then get to that point where he wants to read it to us as well.
Yes, and we know that teachers are always encouraging kids to read at home. So if parents are looking for ways to add to the points for their reading time every day, also some Arch Books are in the Accelerated Reader Program. So schools that subscribe to that program might look into getting those Arch Books in their classroom library and encouraging the kids to read Arch Books for their AR points.
This would be a great contribution to a classroom.
Yes.
Especially that the set. That would be a nice gift for a classroom if you're wanting to support your child's school or your grandchild's school. Buy some Arch Books or buy the whole set.
Buy the set or subscribe for that teacher or that school.
How exciting would that be for a classroom to get a new shipment of books? What is it? It's every quarter, I think.
It's every quarter, yes.
How exciting would that be as a classroom to get their new shipment of books, to get to open them and read them together and learn? How fun would that be in a classroom?
That would be fun.
Very neat. Well, anything else? We've got the 50th anniversary of Arch Books going on right now at Concordia Publishing House, and you can certainly find those Arch Books and more about Arch Books on the website, cph.org. Anything else, any other materials or anything else that you want to share with us, that anything new or anything else that's coming up?
Well, at CPH, we're always coming out with new things all the time. We can look for books for adults and Bible studies. We always have new music available, especially at this season of Lent. We have some new materials available, Lenten resources that are designed for use in the congregation and at home. So the congregation member can, the pastor and the congregation member can have a well-rounded Lenten experience.
That's great resources, and we can find those on the website as well.
Yes,
that to use for your family at home, and as you mentioned, the best loved Easter stories, the six stories here. There are a lot of those would be great for this time of year as well, during this Lenten season, because it has the stories leading up to Easter as well.
Well, sure. If you as a family wanted to have a daily devotional during Holy Week, for example, you could start on Palm Sunday and read an Arch Book a day, Arch Books, 6 days, read that, and then Easter Sunday, of course, you would maybe have that book as a gift.
Yeah, the best loved Easter stories includes Jesus Enters Jerusalem, The Week That Led to Easter, Good Friday, Barabbas Goes Free, The Resurrection, and My Happy Easter Book.
Yes.
All in one collection. That would be a great way to use it during Holy Week as a good resource for families. Well, very good. So always new stuff coming out from Concordia Publishing House. We really appreciate the work that you all are doing to provide our families with these resources. And certainly Archbooks are a great resource for families. I know they are in our home and very affordable. Go check it out at cph.org and just look under, you can look for Archbooks there on their website. And if you're not going online, you can also give them a call. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. And the folks there that answer the phones there are always so nice and helpful. You just tell them you want to order some Archbooks and they'll help you figure out which ones you want to order, right?
That's right. That's right.
Very
We'd
good.
We'd be happy to help.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all thank you for all the work that you all are doing to prepare these materials. It's great to have this stuff for our families. And hope that we can talk more in the future about Archbooks and other resources for children and families.
Andy, we're always looking forward to talking to listeners about the things that CPH offers to people in the pew and elsewhere.
Very good. Very good. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Hope you can join us for that during the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to study with Pastor Chad Hoover from Concordia Lutheran High School in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I want to say thanks, Peggy, for being our guest today here on Worldwide KFUO.
Thanks, Andy. It was a pleasure to be here.
Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.